Fishing for Sturgeon, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Old friend of the show, Rex Peterson, talks about sturgeon fishing in Washington.
I went sturgeon fishing on the Columbia River, and we hooked 20 fish that were 6 to 10 foot, and we landed 17 of those in one day between five of us.
Tell me your approach to fishing those, Rex. They're on the bottom, I know. And
sir,
so you get to a very deep hole. What rigs are you using?
We're using shad, whole shad that we catch in the river. There's a lot of shad running in the river, and you can catch them just with a net. They're floating on the river, basically dead. They've been killed by either the dams or there's just so many in the river that they're floating. So we just catch the shad that are floating on top of the river. We use a whole shad with 80-pound test and, of course, braided leaders, slip weights. And you just find a nice trough where the bait's flowing down through and anchor up. Make sure you got a detachable buoy, because as soon as you hook an 8-foot sturgeon, you're going to have to unattach from your buoy and follow it and fight it, because there's no way you're going to get it if you're hooked up to an anchor. You got to follow the fish. You can't stay in one spot or you'll never land an 8 to 12 foot. You know, most of them are 8 to 10 feet. You'll never land one of those if you're stationary. You have to follow the fish and use the boat to help you tire the fish out, or the fish will just spool you. There's no way you can control it.
They're big enough so you can water ski behind them. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.